So that's the simplest prediction corrector, which has the same type of error as the midpoint method for the midpoint Runge-Kutta method. So if we want to get more a more accurate answer, the way we have to do that is to use the fact that we know the value of the function at not only the point x sub I where we are now, but also the previous point x sub I minus 1, x sub I minus 2, and so on. And so there's a whole bunch of methods, multi-step methods, which use different formulae, which use x of I minus 1, x of I minus 2, and so on, and the various functions evaluated at those points. And there are as many methods as, in principle, there's some huge number of methods. However, there are only a few that are terribly useful. I guess at times I've discussed, essentially this type of formula is what you do whenever you do any numerical interpolation. Whenever you have a function and you want to represent it in terms of, you want to calculate it as an arbitrary point in terms of its values at grid points, the general interpolation formula is going to look something like this. And the theory of interpolation is entirely trivial. It's always a game called Taylor expansion, which if you have multiple points is called find the best polynomial that fits the values at the point at these grid points. And if you read, when I was in your situation, there were always a whole set of books which gave wonderful interpolation formulae for all sorts of high-order approximations to polynomial approximations. And in principle, if you took 100 points, you would have a polynomial approximation of order 99, and that would have an error which is, with a bit of luck, of order 8 to, I don't know whether it's 98 or 99 or 100, of order h 99 plus or minus 1. And so you would say, why on earth wouldn't they use a polynomial of order 100? So you will find that using high-order polynomials produces very unreliable methods, which I have a habit of diverging at the slightest whim. And so all methods have some compromise, because there are essentially two things you're trading off. As you increase the accuracy, you'll get, as you increase the formal accuracy in terms of the power of h, you get methods which converge very, very much faster than the methods which the power is less. However, one way of saying it is, well, the coefficient, although it may have an error of order h to the 97, the coefficient might be 10 to the 25 or some huge coefficient, because the coefficient is some value of the 98th derivative of the function, which could be extremely large if it was a function that varied. And so basically you'll find these methods are highly unreliable, and so basically people never use high-order polynomials. So there's usually some compromise which is around cubic to quartic type accuracy. When you go higher than that, the numerical instability you get from these high-order methods is just not worth it. So that's sort of, again, this artistry. There's some, because it's not predictable. Because basically it represents a trade-off, if you like, between the value of the first derivative, the second derivative, and the third derivative, and the fourth derivative of the function, that the values of those derivatives, which basically reflects the dependence of the function, can never be predicted by an applied mathematician. It's basically a function of the science you're doing. It can even be different in different parts of the science, different regimes. So there is no magic formula for predicting which one of these is better. So that's why it takes years to find numerically accurate methods for some of these problems.